President Trump announced that the United States is ending its membership in the World Health Organization. He contends that the WHO has been bowing to pressure from China in its handling of the coronavirus pandemic. For more on what this might mean for the United States and the organization itself, we turn to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline and talk with Mary Agnes Carey, senior correspondent with Kaiser Health News. Mary, we're going to apologize in advance. This is going to be a short segment because of our breaking news. But if you would, tell us what this development today means.
Well, what it means is the president is saying he now wants to completely stop funding the World Health Organization amid a global pandemic of coronavirus. He feels that China has had too much control over the World Health Organization, that the World Health Organization, or WHO, wasn't aggressive enough in controlling the pandemic. But if you think about, the United States funds about 16% of the WHO's budget, about $450 million a year. Pulling that out as the WHO is coordinating the worldwide response on vaccines and other treatments for coronavirus, it seems a lot of health experts are very worried about that, feeling that's not the right move at the right time and that it could shut off the U.S. to very, very valuable information about this whole disease and treatment.
I want to make sure I heard you correctly. The U.S. Provides 16% or 60?
About 16. It's the biggest contributor of anyone else in the world. So if you take that money out now, what impact does it have? And also, we should say that Democrats on Capitol Hill, including Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House, has said that she doesn't believe the president has the power to cut off the funding. I haven't seen a statement from her yet, but I expect we'll hear more about that in the days to come.
All right. Again, thanks for running with us or rolling with us on this abbreviated segment. We appreciate it very much. That's Mary Agnes Carey, senior correspondent with Kaiser Health News.